Sporty Art Walk runs from the 7th to the 15th of September 2019. Art at the Seaside is all over Portobello, and the best places to start are either on their website artwalkporty.co.uk or at Belfield, where you can get all sorts of information. This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today I am with
Jenny Pope.
And Jenny, you have made I don't really know what to call these. They're made of material. They're flying from the lampposts along Portobello Prom.
That's right, yes.
What are they? They're very colourful.
They're very colourful, yes. And they're called wind foams, and they're about dangerous colours. And they're four colours, red, white, blue and yellow, or mustard colour. And they're based on the toxic processes that used to go on in old Portobello, with Prussian blue and white lead being made. And
what would they be using those for?
For pigments, for paint. And so the making of Prussian blue also included boiling of blood, which came from ox blood from the shambles.
Sounds quite horrific.
I know, I think it was. And there was a court case about the noxious fumes that were produced as a result of that. So I'm really thinking about the working conditions of people, both in the kilns and in the local factories. And these wind forms here are a sort of a warning to the sea about the processes, and also our current use of plastics and chucking plastic in the sea and bad fumes in the air.
It's important to say that they're wind forms,
not farms. Yes, absolutely, wind forms. Yes,
and also they're a bit like wind socks, I suppose.
They're a bit like that. Yes, yeah.
That's
that
so they're
idea.
Blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
And how on earth did you get them up there?
A very nice, friendly window cleaner called Chris from Jewel Window Cleaning was brilliant at helping us put them up. Yes,
no, we're
scared
ladder.
Of heights. Yeah, big ladder and yeah.
Great, and you're quite pleased. Have you done something like this before?
A couple of years ago, I covered some of the rocks down at Seafield with orange material about the water quality, and that was called Barely Adequate Is Not Enough, which was about the pollution in the water. So, yes, a similar thing. Yeah.
Thank you for speaking with us.
Okay.